It seems like Bilal is everywhere. His vocals have enhanced the work of everyone from Beyoncé to Kendrick Lamar. And in his own music, he's everywhere at once. He's soul, he's jazz, he's hip-hop. Bilal's new album, In Another Life, feels like it's coming from the future, the present, and the past all at once. This song, Satellite, has the view from an alien intelligence returning to Earth after eons. And the record overall has an old-school production style, right down to recording gear from the 60s.
Everything was analog, nothing was digital. It really brought a grungy kind of a vibe to the music that kind of brought something else out of me.
Well, people who don't know about this, like the ones who are pro-digital say, like, you know, analog is just noisy. Analog people say, no, that's warmth. That's, like, detail.
Yeah, on my last album, that was my major thing. Like, I kept saying the whole time when we were in the studio recording it, God, it's so clean. Like, because I read in a Miles Davis book that Miles had this same problem. When he went and did his Live Evil album, he opened up all of the doors in the studio because he said that the doors were compressing the sound. So I started having that same vibe, like, yo, this stuff is too clean. I opened up all the doors. I was like, Miles said, open the doors. Everybody open the doors. I just love dirt. Like, you know, I didn't realize that that's what I was missing. To just be able to shout full on into the mic, I was able to scream a lot more because of that.
Tell me, like, a song that really reflects that on this album.
Love Child. The background on that, I'm singing at the top of my love. That loud character, It blends so good to that analog situation.
I want to talk to you about the musical mix that you grew up listening to in Philadelphia. We had Tutti Heath, the great jazz drummer, on the show. He was awesome. And obviously he grew up at a different time than you, but he talked about the amazing diversity of the music scene in Philadelphia. I'm kind of wondering how that compared with what you experienced.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up in two different worlds musically. Musically, I grew up in the church. And from a very little boy, I've been singing in front of people because I was always into Michael Jackson. So at home, I had the glove, I had everything. So they were like, yeah, put him in the choir. But my dad was not Christian. He was Muslim. So when I would go to spend, the weekends with my dad, I'd be like, Dad, I'm singing now. I'm in the choir. He's like, what? No. Oh, God, no. You know? So, like, his best friend owned the jazz club. My dad started taking me to the jazz clubs. I was sitting in the coat room, you know, listening to jazz, and I fell in love with that, you know? So it was like two worlds coming up.
Speaking with Bilal, his new record, In Another Life, comes out on Tuesday. Let's talk about money over love. You've got some lessons learned in this song. Talk about that.
People want to be at a certain level of success before they feel they can have a kid or they can start their real life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The thirst for money has really kind of overshadowed love.
It's nice to see one time, you know, Bilal featuring Kendrick Lamar instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
I thought this before listening to him, but listening to him with you, he reminds me like of a jazz instrumentalist, the way that he raps.
His understanding of timing is incredible. It's impeccable. You know, he swings. Shucking and jiving, wasting my time, and I say, never, ever again, we never be friends. You can bet your bottom dollar, but you never mistreat my kindness. I say, you could pretend it while I defend. The way he was playing off of that, never. Most rappers would have just rapped right over everything, but he, like, got inside of the music.
You know, something that I love about your music, and I think this record in particular, is, and this is something that some of my favorite soul singers, even my favorite classical composers do, that there's a groove and there's a joy to some of these songs, but there's reality too. There's a little bit of darkness at the same time.
That was the whole concept of the album. We wanted to marry really pretty moments with darkness, you know? So if the music was really pretty, then we would say something really dark.
And not to keep this too heavy on the theme of darkness, but maybe it's the violence that's in the headlines lately, but the song Lunatic really, mm-hmm. really jumped out at me on this record.
Absolutely. When we wrote that Lunatic song, it was right after a guy went into a movie theater.
Oh, this is the Aurora shooting at the mm-hmm. at the Batman screening?
Yeah. The next time on the dance floor, just trying to get in the mind of a twisted killer, or the people that think what they're doing they're very justified for doing, but it's very wrong, you know. That's one of the reasons why I named this album In Another Life, because I was speaking about a lot of different things and from a lot of different perspectives.
Is that something that, are you watching the news a lot while you're writing? Or?
Absolutely. You know, because I feel like this is as much a platform to profess my love for a woman as it is my platform for me to state my opinions on things that's happening right now, you know, and to try to get people to really think about things in a different manner. You know, I think that is the charge of an artist, to kind of make people think.
Bilal's new record, In Another Life, comes out on Tuesday. Bilal, it's been a blast speaking with you. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thank you.